Well, the risk of an oil supply crisis here in Australia has the federal government trying to find ways to bolster lagging reserves. It's been 6 years since Australia last met its global obligations to maintain sufficient oil reserves to last 90 days. One option being considered is a new treaty with a country like the Netherlands, for example, so Australia can draw from other oil stocks in the event of an emergency. But there are questions around whether Australia is taking the issue of oil security seriously enough and whether it can feasibly meet its global commitments. Gavin Coote reports.
With a wave of oil refinery closures across the country in the last decade, meeting global security obligations is becoming increasingly tricky. Australia has fallen well short of its requirement to have 90 days worth of oil reserves, currently sitting at 51 to 52 days. Now the government set its sights on the Netherlands, with a treaty between the two countries that could shore up extra oil. The Department of Environment and Energy's Shane Gaddis told a parliamentary hearing today they could potentially quarantine 3 million barrels from the European country through the use of a ticketing system.
And the reason the government has selected that 400 kilotons, it's between 1 and 2 times the maximum amount that we've been asked to contribute to a collective action over there.
So 400,000 barrels...
400 kilotons.
Yeah, okay, 400 kilotons, which you said was 3 million barrels.
3 million barrels.
Will only be 3. How many days?
3.8 days.
3.8 days out of 40. Not a lot.
Australia is the only country that isn't meeting the International Energy Agency's requirement that each have 90 days of oil in reserve. Australia hasn't met the benchmark since March 2012. Experts say it's the result of 3 refinery closures in Australia over that period, with growing competition from larger refineries in countries like India and Singapore. Former Air Force Deputy Chief John Blackburn isn't convinced Australia has responded quickly enough to the global volatility in oil production.
It's taking you 6 years to do something, and effectively this treaty with the Netherlands gives us like 3.5 days of oil supply. How long is it going to take you to fix the rest of the shortfall? So, look, it's part of our obligations to start to address the shortfall in our membership requirements, but the domestic security of fuel in this country is a separate issue that has not been analysed properly.
RMIT research fellow Dr. Anthony Richardson believes a she'll-be-right attitude has left Australia in a precarious situation, and he isn't sure a treaty with the Netherlands would help in the event of a crisis.
Most of our oil passes through Indonesia. That's not in any way a criticism of Indonesia, but things do happen. That oil is in the Netherlands. We will need it here in Australia. And that, to me, is a problem. I mean, that's almost a fake supply. It's lovely to have that, but if we're not having tankers turn up, the oil in the Netherlands is not going to help us. It's a long way from Australia.
With only 4 refineries now operating domestically in a challenging economic climate, petroleum industry consultant Kevin Hughes admits a revival in local oil production isn't realistic, but he says Australia should dramatically ramp up its storage capacity.
We've got the land capacity. If you're going to pay for storage in another country, why not pay for that storage here in Australia and have it managed by the oil companies? Now, that could be managed by an ombudsman, if you like. The government store of fuel product or what it owns would be an ideal role for an ombudsman who could do that and look after fuel quality and also fuel pricing.
The government insists treaties with countries like the Netherlands are only part of the solution and is doing further investigations into shoring up domestic supply. Liberal MP Stuart Roberts, who chairs the Joint Standing Committee on Treaties, says he's confident Australia can return to meeting its commitment by 2026.
And this is part of why the department is doing a full inquiry into our domestic security petroleum needs, and that's going to inform where we go further. So good series of steps, good open transparent process, and I'm sure the committee will have some good deliberations.
Liberal MP Stuart Robert, Gavin Coote with that report.